The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
So die Cricket T20 Wêreldbeker is nou oor, maar daar was 'n oomblik wat daar gebeur het wat vir ons, veral as Suid-Afrikaners, ontsettend snaaks was. Dale Steyn was at one of the activations and the Americans obviously are not familiar with our Dale Steyn, and one of the young men that were working at the activation was showing Dale Steyn the bowling action of what he should do to, like, you know, get the wicket.
It was very cute and very funny.
The video
and
went
shout
viral.
Out to that dude for doing
yes,
his job.
Because that's his job. I mean, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, precies.
But it got us thinking about being able to do something and doing it well, and then having someone from left field come and not expect you to be able to do this thing well. En dan wil hulle vir jou vertel hoe jy dit eintlik moet doen.
Ja. Yeah. Has anyone ever told you how to do something you're actually really good at? Has it happened to you, Mackenzie?
It has happened to me. I have been presenting on TV for almost 20 years. And about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was shooting in the field. I was shooting some insert for something. I can't remember which show it was that I was working on. And the person that I was interviewing was quite impressed with me and really enjoyed my interviewing skills and proceeded to say to me, weet jy wat, jy is so goed. Hoekom doen jy nie die top billing presenter search nie? Hoekom skryf jy nie in daarvoor nie? Jy sal rarig so goed doen op die show. I was like, I didn't really know what to say or how to react because it wasn't coming from a place of kind of malice or...
Yeah.
It was just, she thought I was so great that I should go and audition with people who had never ever done the TV presenting thing before. En dit was 'n rarige oomblik wat ek nooit sal vergeet nie.
No.
You must get it all the time as a DJ.
I was going to say, the one that stands out for me is DJing. Mm. When people want to be like, oh no, why are you playing that? Play this. And I'm like, who's the DJ here? Where are your decks? Bring your own flash disc with your own music.
And
then you can pick the songs.
And get paid for it, because
yes.
This is what I do for a living.
No one wants to hear that. Play the. I've got a song on my phone. Can you play the song on my phone?
No, I can't.
I can't play the song on your phone.
Can you download it quickly?
Do you get it with sport?
I get it a lot as well, because, you know, especially when you then are a sports presenter, but then you go and do sports outside and you play a bit of cricket or you play a bit of tennis as well. And then people always tell you, no, but you must rather do this. Put more of this in, you know, put karate in, under 9 karate in your sports bulletins. I'm like, I've only got 90 seconds.
And
people don't care about under 17 ice hockey.
Okay, but I do kind of want to hear the under 9 karate results now, the next bulletin.
Now that I mentioned it.
Now that you mentioned it, I'm actually invested.
Those odds go hard.
I want to know what's going on in the under 9 karate leagues at the moment.
Yes.
Send me the info and I'll put it in there. Send me the info what's happening at Linwood Ridge under 9 karate. I'll put it in there.
Listen, is there something you do? Is there something you know a lot about? Is there something you're really good at? And have you ever had one of those moments where somebody just tells you exactly how you should do the thing you're already good at?
Yes.
This tune is a banger.
So if we were at a party and you were DJing and I came up to you and I said, listen here, Rob Forbes, I know you are the DJ, but can you play this song for me? Would you play it, or would you tell me, tell me how to do my job?
If we were at a wedding, I would play it.
Okay.
If we were doing Rob's mix on a Friday afternoon, I would tell you to wait outside.
Okay. Even if I came with my phone. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
even if you had that song on your phone, Roz, I still would not play that song for you. Do people ever tell you how to do your job, even though you're really good at it? Anonymous, hello.
Hi, Rob. Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, man. What's your situation? Who's telling you how to do your job?
Yeah, so when I heard the segment, I was just immediately my father-in-law popped up in my head, because when I started dating my now wife, my then my girlfriend, he obviously knew what I did, and he always had a tendency for years now where he wants to lecture me about... just to mention to the listeners, I am an attorney. And he wants to lecture me about how a particular law should be interpreted, or, you know, stuff like that nature. And he's not even in law. He's an IT, but he tells me how to do my job on a consistent basis.
And it's also awkward because dit is jou vrou se pa. So jy kan nie nou eintlik sê, oom...
Maar dit is die probleem. Is, jy weet, ek kan nou nie te opstandig raak of enig teenoor die oom of my pa nie, want... dan jy weet jy wil my nie kon onnodig konflik veroorsaak nie, maar is daai, daar was al 'n paar keer byvoorbeeld as die papie reg opkom of you know, some sort of tax legislation which I specialize in, he proceeds to tell me how it should be interpreted. And it has happened on a couple of occasions where I told him this is how the court or SARS were interpreted, and he says no, and it actually backfires on him. But he doesn't admit it. So, yeah.
As you don't miss, Mutye, yeah. There's an expression in Pretoria for that.
Anonymous,
but the lacquer
story.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, man.
Can you imagine? Because that's a fairly specialized thing. It's like telling your friend he's a doctor.
Mm.
You know, your diagnosis is wrong.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm an accountant.
Yes.
I don't think you should operate them. Just let it play out.
It sounds like his flamella. It sounds like a tibular problem.
Yes. You should use some essential oils for it.
Yeah, lots and lots of messages coming through this afternoon. It's an irritation in everyone's life.
It is.
Good afternoon, guys. I actually had this incident at work with a new guy starting. Now, I've been a graphic designer for about 10 to 12 years now. And this new guy started. Obviously, the new people are just like, you know, let's do it. And he literally sat behind me and told me how to do my job.
Graphic design is everyone's passion.
Mm. 100%. Mm. Ek het ook as 'n kind paint gebruik. Ek kan ook 'n graphic designer word.
Yeah, if you instantly want to irritate me, stand behind me and peer over my shoulder while I'm working.
Mm.
My mood will shift like that.
Yeah. It's no, that's never a good look for anyone.
No.
Kom en kyk wat maak jy? Ek wil net sien of jy dit reg doen.
Has anyone ever told you how to do something you really did at? Claudine says, I used to be really good at darts. Used to have other people telling me how I should change my stance or hold my arm. And now that I'm not good anymore, nobody gives me any advice.
Claudine, we love you.
Maybe that's what Anonymous needs to do, become a bad lawyer for
a bit. Ongelooflik lekker. Ons gesels oor goed wat jy goed in is en dan vertel iemand vir jou hoe om dit te doen. Min wetend dat jy actually weet presies wat jy doen.
We're chatting things that you know how to do well that other people think they can tell you actually how to do better or how to do it full stop. Rolene says, it's when people give me health advice, not knowing that I'm a professional nurse.
Candace says, hi, I'm a great cook if I say so myself. Whenever I make food for a large family gathering, there's always that one aunt who wants to know if I used salt.
Maybe she's watching her sodium levels. Die arme vrou.
Het jy sout ingesit?
Hi, Robin Ross. Ek wil hierdie anoniem stuur. Ek wil net sê, my man het my leer bestuur en nou kla hy oor my bestuursvermoë. So nou moet hy passasier wees, want hy ry so met my.
That is, jo, that is hilarious.
The definition of wat bly jy? Jy bly stil. You are literally the person. Yeah, Riandi says, I'm a medical qualified dental assistant. Patients always want to tell me how to do the suction thing.
Hoe kan jy praat? Jy lê net daar, die ding is in jou mond. 'n Bietjie links.
I hate that noise. I hate that feeling. Oh, Riandi, ek's jammer. That Karen, is yours to have to do.
Karen sent us a message as well. She's an admin on a WhatsApp group, and often people that are members will message her offline and say, please delete that comment. Please don't let this person say that. Please make sure you've done it. It's like, is Jay the admin or is ik the admin van die groep?
And Nick, thank you. This is very funny. Nick said us a message. Says, your segment about people telling you how to do your job is interesting, but it would be interesting if, and then proceeds to make a suggestion on how we should do our jobs this afternoon. Nick, we appreciate you.